Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you live today to discuss the perennial question, why am I here?
Woo, and why are we here? This is Kira Ra, and welcome, beloved ones. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, hey, let's just get right going because there is so much to share today. We first want to give a shout out to our dear friends, Sandra and Alan, just got done being on their show, Twin Flame Divine Fire. And remember that we are live. So if you want to jump into the queue, get on the air today, just give us a call. And you can give us a call.
888-627-6008. Now that's 888-627-6008.
And remember, if you call and it's busy, it just means all of our lines are full. But hold on to that number, because the minute we say hello and goodbye, that would be your opportunity to get through. And Shri, you're right. This is a huge day, but guys, it's a huge month, isn't it? Because remember that May is a month of resolution through revelation. And one of the biggest things that you have the extraordinary opportunity, and you can tell we're pretty excited about it, to discover this month is why you're on this planet right now, in this timeline, in this lifetime.
Well, I tell you what, we can always fantasize about other times and places.
Easily.
But the fact of the matter is, we are here.
Yeah.
And in this divine moment, we are recontextualizing ourselves. And this is, I actually want to dwell here for a moment. To recontextualize ourselves, to integrate fresh energy means we must integrate a fresh perspective, because the old paradigms are dissolving.
Yeah.
You just look around the outer world and you see the reflection of time-honored institutions that have just kind of gone to seed and things are in a flux. And when you're in a flux, it's kind of like being in that slow motion free fall of an accident where you go, oh, time is going slow. Yet, in fact, it's going very fast. So
it's warping is what it is.
It's our point of reference is changing. And this is why it's so important to recognize that May is a month to bring a higher order resolution to the quote unquote chaos that you might be sensing, to allow the puzzle pieces of your life, your story, your future, your sense of meaning, all of that, to allow it to shift and reveal to you a deeper, more beautiful paradigm.
You know, Shri, you just mentioned a really powerful aspect, and it's the revelation. To allow it to reveal. And guys, this is something that we just want to stress as we dive into this extraordinary show in this extraordinary month. Now, if you have not yet caught our video on the May revelations, please go to our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, and watch the May video. And if you have watched it, you might find you want to watch it again after listening to this show, because as we are now entering the first full week of May, what's happening is that all of those puzzle pieces, not just from April, think about the new year. Where were you when this year came forward? Let's remember that this is the year of that Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda, of anchoring what? Stability. And in order to anchor true stability, we need to be clear. And clarity can be so evasive, can't it? That's the gift of May. Because of the massive convergence, and it is a convergence of so many different energies, there is a uniquely rare opportunity in this month to claim clarity and to claim it around the biggest question of all, why am I here?
Now, spoiler alert.
No spoiler alert.
I'm going to offer a response to that question, but not until the end of the show.
Okay.
Because I think each and every person must for themselves feel anchored in the truth of
that. And not stress about it. You know, one of the things, guys, that's important to recognize is please avoid trying to hear this as pressure and like, oh my God, what if I don't figure it out? The reality is that you're here right now. You're part of this divine community. Your heart is open. Your gifts are soaring. Everything around you is waking up to the greater potentiality of the who that you really are versus the illusionary, quote, you that is co-creating in density with all of us.
Well, co-creating in density is indeed what we grew in with. And I kind of slurred my words there because we grew up with it. We took birth into density, into individuation. And so many folks now are in this place of remembering there is more to the story than we used to think. There's more to my reality than I was taught in school. And we could chuckle at these statements, but the fact of the matter is, we are all in an evolving, you could call it a spiral, that we're circling ever higher and we're revisiting old puzzle pieces and old ways of being, but we're making new sense out of it. We're getting more a sense of mastery as the journey continues. Now, mastery is indeed the call to recognition that all is well, that I'm living my life. I have my moments of pain, my moments of pleasure, and it's good.
Well, it is good, Sri, and I'm glad to hear it. I really am. But, you know, think about it, my loves. Whenever we ignite another aspect of our divine nature, something shifts in our life. And a lot of times we love the shift. And sometimes, let's face it, the shift is a little scary or we get a little concerned about it. And this is why the density model of the planet, and let's just talk strictly 3D. The 3D model of the planet right now is trying to addict you to this lower frequency energy so that you ignore and or avoid the true nature of who you are. Because as you truly awaken into your divine nature, as you claim why you are here without fear or doubt, what happens is that loop of fear, doubt, anger, hatred, all those yummy energies that are really coming together in a collective density soup lose momentum. So it only makes sense that that energy pool is trying to attract you into it because you're that powerful. Your energy matters. Your presence matters. And your mastery is a given. It's just about claiming it again. And this is the gift of May, clarity, and putting those pieces together to really unravel, why am I here?
Wow. Let's take a breath on that one.
Okay. I'll do that.
Because one of the things I've learned in my journey is that we go through a process of ever deepening our understanding of what is true.
Yeah.
That as we grow, what seemed to be true at one level of consciousness or from one perspective begins to evolve into a new truth, perhaps a deeper truth as we lift into a more expanded reality. And one of the things that I know is that we are all moving.
Eternally.
That the energy of these times is bathing every being on this planet. And I say every being, I mean the animal kingdom and plant kingdom and fishes and birds and every being on this planet is being bathed with a frequency of energy that has not been here for many millennia. And that this frequency of energy is a opportunity to awaken through the chaos of these times. Or it's stimulating people to put up an umbrella and say, I don't want any more of this energy. Let's go back to the way it was, whatever reference point is in their consciousness.
Sri, I got to giggle because if you've ever been with an umbrella in a really big rainstorm, parts of you still get wet.
Parts of you can't
help it.
So
you can put up your umbrella, but the reality is you absolutely cannot not be affected by what's happening.
Absolutely.
I know that was a double negative. That makes a positive, right?
Well, I'm reminded of the ostrich putting his head in the sand, but his tail is getting wet.
Well, it reminds
in the rain.
Well, it reminds me of one of our little dogs when they dive underneath the coffee table and you see their tail, but they're confident you can't see them.
There you are.
Yeah.
There you are. So, beloved ones, we are in a beautiful evolutionary process. We're all growing in our awareness, our appreciation, and our mastery, which means we can be at peace with the process.
Or not.
Exactly. That's a choice,
And that's really May, isn't it? It's about this resolution through revelation. And maybe one of the revelations is where you find your discomfort or your level of I'm still not clear. Because, guys, we can't stress this enough. It's about clarity. Are you clear? Are you clear? And if you're not clear, that's where you need to start. Because the answer to why am I here comes when you're clear.
So clarity is actually the resolution of confusion.
Ooh, I love that, Sri.
Clarity is the resolution that comes when suddenly we're not hooked by discord. We just are at peace with what is and what's been revealed. And this is why May is a month of resolution through revelation.
So let's talk about that, because as you are moving through May right now, one of the things that we shared in last week's show, when we talked more about May, and again, go back and listen to last week's show, go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, watch the video, is that April was the month where if you really had the opportunity, and if you didn't, it's cool to take time now and say, okay, what were all the little pieces that were coming before me? And it's important to take time and recognize all of them. You know, a lot of times a piece of a puzzle may come forward and it goes by so fast we don't even realize it's a part of it.
Well, sometimes we didn't realize that there was a puzzle.
Well, yeah, or you know, or you put together that 1,000-piece puzzle and go, where are those last two pieces, So that's the key, is that, you know, take a moment and pay attention and then visualize that you've just had this collection basket, right? And you've just been throwing all those puzzle pieces in there. This is the moment right now to take all those pieces, throw them up on a big board in front of you, and ask yourself, you can do this in meditation, you can do this in pieces of paper if you want, but ask yourself, where do these pieces belong and what is the common theme? How do I start seeing them come together? And to pay attention if at first you're not real happy with what you're seeing. That too is part of the journey.
There is an interesting process underway on the entire planet, and that is the seemingly endless pieces are actually merging and the puzzle is getting simpler.
That's true.
And so one of the things to kind of have a smile on your face about is that all these various tidbits in your life, these circumstances, these thoughts, these perspectives might be merging in some way to create a simpler context for being here. Mm. And this is why the question, why am I here, has a new depth of understanding at this point in time that it may have had at a previous point.
And to recognize that as our planet is getting anchored, remember, I can't stress this enough. This year, 2018, is that anomaly year between 2015 and 2022, what we call the escalator to ascension. There is this one year that when historians look back, when humanity looks back, when anybody looks back, they will point to 2018 and say, that was the year. That was the moment. And May is a moment, because there's several of them, but it's a moment within this unique year that is going to be one of those months where the energy is rarefied. Now, what does that really mean? Well, beloved ones, as we know, we are now in a post-anchored state as far as the third, fifth, seventh, and ninth dimensions are concerned. And so every being on the planet is adjusting to what these frequencies feel like, and they're unique for each individual will. You're listening to this show because you are gifting yourself with the gift of anchoring outside of the third dimension. I was going to call it the third delusion.
Well, there's that.
Maybe that is, because the third dimension is really getting dense, right? Denser and denser and denser. And it's becoming more mutually exclusive. It's very much a, this is the only way. You've got to be this way. It's becoming more polarized. Now, remember, if you can kind of scale back a little bit and see it all, it's all an illusion, and we're all co-creating that illusion. However, now that this fifth dimensional window has opened, are you co-creating from fear, anger, hate, or are you co-creating from a sense of joy-filled Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda? You have that choice. But every day you are going to be faced with that choice. That choice isn't a choice you make and then it's done, guys. You know, Ezekiel says there's the yes, and then there's the yes, and then there's the yes.
Well, you have to
re-up. You have to constantly keep saying yes. And so it takes diligence. And diligence pays off, because eventually through the diligence of saying yes, it becomes your nature to recognize the third dimension for what it is, and it no longer has power over you.
Power is an interesting concept, because true power is the love that resides within you. Yet many people confuse the force of form, the force in the outer world, for power. And that's not true power. Power is actually empowerment. Mm. It is the alignment with your authenticity, that empowerment, that month, I mean, that empowerment.
What's a month?
It's what was before.
Okay.
And so when we begin to relax into our heart, our ascended heart, we are lining up with the true energy of I am.
Yes, I am.
And that I am energy comes forward and is recognized rather than trying to force it into play. You know, who you are is who you are. It's just your thinking of who you are that needs to shift.
Well, you know, I love that, Sri. And how many of you, you know, one of the things that Sri and I are very, very excited about and just so overwhelmingly honored is that, as you guys know, we were very seriously called into, we use the word retreat in the month of April, and so much happened that we are actually kind of in a half retreat in the month of May. The only thing we've agreed to do are our shows. So we are here live every Sunday, but we have been continuing this journey. And we have been shown and given so many beautiful blessings, and are grateful that we have also been clearly shown how important it is for all of us to gather whenever we can. And that's the blessing of this radio show. Every Sunday, we have the opportunity to gather together as community. And for those of you that feel called to gather together in person, one of the things we were shown in April were these two events that had to happen in 2018. Now, one of them, our Divine Illuminations September Equinox event, is already full. So we're not going to talk about it today, but there is a waiting list. If you're interested in learning more about that, go to sriandkira.com. What we are really excited about is this is going to be our fourth annual New Year's Miracle Manifestation Celebration. And this year, part of what we were shown in April is we must, and was like a capital M, have the energy of remembering Atlantis. This is going to be a master's journey this New Year's, and it is very much about heal thyself, heal thy world, heal thy universe, come together, dive into the Atlantean, the advanced crystalline Atlantean healing chamber, and remember everything, because there is incredible resolution when you can remember what you are from the core of your soul, not from the mind, from the core of your soul.
The core of your soul has had many lifetimes, and we have had experiences that we could call pleasant and painful. The point of the matter is the wisdom within is now ripening to a place where we can safely reintegrate that the blessings of these prior times, especially the time known as Atlantis, which was a seeding on this planet, an amazing time to remember.
And many people have some memories for Atlantis that confuse them. They're not sure about. As a matter of fact, if you go and click on, go to sriandkira.com, right there on the homepage, you'll see events. Download the PDF. There's even a questionnaire in there about, are you from Atlantis? Because the reason we were told we absolutely had to do this at the turn of the year is because humanity is, and I am going to use the word, dangerously close to repeating what we did in Atlantis. And we have an opportunity to not only stop that from happening, but to turn that into something extraordinary. And it seems that every New Year, Sri, we're given a directive by the universe. And every time we come together as a gift of committed community, miracles happen. And so if you'd like to join us and be part of that miracle this New Year's, please go to SriandKira.com, click on the December, you'll see it, the December event, Remembering Atlantis, and get the PDF. And if nothing else, look at the questionnaire. It might start answering some of those why am I here questions.
Absolutely. Everything is a gift, and we look forward to sharing spiritual community and ascended healing with you.
And you know, we have so much more to share about why am I here, how to decipher that, how to pull those puzzle pieces together. But, you know, we do love our community so much. So let's go ahead and start welcoming in some of our beautiful community.
Well, we'll start at line one and say hello to Cassandra from Maryland.
Namaste, Cassandra. First time to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you today?
Well, this is my first time calling, like you said. It's actually my first time listening to the show. And I'm actually calling for a meaningful reading. I visited your website for the first time earlier this week. And I've been on the path, I think, for most of my life, trying to understand. I'm not sure what exactly, but trying to understand the things that are keeping me, that are giving me that imbalance in my life. So I'm on that quest to understanding. So.
Well, I'm just loving your energy. Wow. You know, right as I connected with you, I clearly heard ascended master energy all around you. And one of the things that's happening for you right now, my love, is that you're in the middle of like a major cleansing. And when we go through cleansing, it means, and I just love that you're our first caller today, because it really actually carries the energy of May. You know, when we are at a time of great cleansing, it means that nothing is hidden and everything is being revealed. And the other thing that I'm seeing is that it's important for you to revisit or relook at a few things that are happening around you right now, because I want to use the word baptism. It's like you're being given a new life. You're being given an opportunity to step more fully into the gift of who you are. And in order to do that, it's important for you to allow this process to happen without resisting it. The other thing I strongly see around you is water. I strongly suggest if you have a bathtub, get into it, light a white candle, relax into that, and just feel that bath as like a cleansing of everything that no longer serves you and a welcoming of everything that does. Because like I mentioned, you're at a really powerful moment in your life. So of course, that's why you got through. Of course, that's why you're on line one, first time you're calling, first time you're listening to the show. Those three things alone are miracles, Cassandra. And so thank you for the gift of connecting with you today, my angel. You're just such a blessing on the planet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Woo.
Oh, wow. Wonderful, wonderful to connect. And, you know, I want to remind us that as we share with each caller, it's an opportunity to bring your hand to your heart and just feel what part of this is also alive in me. Because the questions we have, the journeys our souls take, are like two cars on a highway. We might be in different lanes, but we're heading to the same place.
Yes, you know, it's so true. And Sri, I just have to share that, you know, once again, all of our callers are always surrogates for everybody. And
yes.
I just love that, because truly, I mean, Cassandra is in such a powerful moment of cleansing in her life that it's really kind of fascinating to me that here we are in a month where in many ways we are all cleansing. We are bringing forward all of our beauty that is waiting to be seen.
Absolutely. And speaking of beauty, let's head and talk to another caller.
Let's do it. All right.
We're going to go to line four, and we'll say hi to Leanne from Massachusetts.
Namaste, beloved Leanne. Welcome.
Hello, Sri and Kira. I absolutely adore speaking with you, and I want to tell you how much clarity you have brought me in my journey and how much growth I have had since taking your classes and listening to you these years. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you for receiving.
We celebrate you for claiming your life.
Absolutely. How can we serve you today?
I'm looking for clarity again. I think, and you two are the bringers of that for me. So I thought I would call in. It's been a year. Exactly. And I also wanted to say quickly that I called in the end of last April, and you gave me a mini soul reading that I fully embraced and understood this April.
Woohoo!
And I wanted to bring that. It really, like, completely, fully connected for me in the following April. And you told me 3/4. And I wanted to just put that out there. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And you gotta love that it fully connected for you during the month of April when all the puzzle pieces were coming together. I mean, I'm just like loving that you allowed that in, because, you know, a big piece of it is what we are willing to allow in. Now, I love that you are with us today, because believe it or not, the energy that is all around you right now is about birthing. In other words, it's like you have. And I love that it was just, you know, this past April, because it's like you've just burst. It's like this month is the start of that next phase. And very much for you, they're also saying it's important for you to go back and look at anything in your life that has ever caused you pain, or anything that you still reflect upon that causes you pain, and to know that it's okay for you to now transcend it as part of the clearing. And that as you move through this month of May, that it's very important for you to recognize that this newborn experience of who you are is calling you into a transcendent experience. I love that it's been 12 months, because the next 12 months for you are about transcendence, about new life, and about saying yes to who you were born to be. And you want to talk about perfect timing. That's what we are all about. That's what this world is all about right now, my love. So I honor you and bow before your mastery. You have this knack for getting things in the exact right moment. Keep it up. You're doing great. Many blessings, Leanne.
Oh, thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, my angel. Many, many blessings. Wow. Wow, 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 Sri. I'm just, you know, we truly, guys, I know we're a broken record, but you guys rock. You are so amazing. It is such an honor to be on with you every Sunday. And I missed you in April, but boy, did we feel you. We really did. Sri, let's say hi to another person.
Okay, we're going to go to line two, and we'll say hello to Jillian from California.
Namaste, Jillian Angel. Welcome.
Thank you, Sri and Kira. I'm so happy to talk to you guys. I missed you so much in April. Like, I was playing the show, watching your videos, and I was in Japan. Like, I'm calling from California right now, but I was in Japan in April, and that was one of my biggest dreams of my entire life. And I was there and just taking it in. And I'm calling for a reading, but I just wanted to connect with your energy, really, because just by connecting with you guys, I feel like I'm just given so much clarity and so much just good, amazing, fluffy, comforting energy. So whatever you have to say, I'm ready. I'm open.
Yes, you are. And first and foremost, just feel our arms around you, loving you, supporting you, and just giggly happy for your journey to Japan. That is just so awesome. I am so happy for you. Wow. 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 And truly, and I need to share with you, your seventh chakra right now is screaming. I mean, it is so awake. And so you've collected a lot of your pieces. And the thing that's going on in your seventh chakra right now is all about authenticity. And it's also all about freedom. And to remember that nobody can give you freedom. Freedom doesn't come from anything except you. You give it to yourself. And the messages that are coming in around you are all the same thing. It is time for you to start leading. You don't need to do anything other than be yourself. Feel the freedom of who you are, spiral into that, twirl into that, dance into that, celebrate into that, and let yourself be seen, because the world is ready for you and you are ready for the world, my angel. I love that we got to connect with you today. Thank you, my beautiful one.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We love you too, honey. Many blessings.
Oh, indeed. So as we come to a close for this part of the show, I invite you all to bring a hand to your heart and breathe fully into your own ascended heart center.
Woo!
We're going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
With a lot to share, so stay with us.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, beloved ones. We are delighted to be with you now.
On this extraordinary day, early in May, really discussing what matters. Why are we here, Sri? I mean, what the heck? Why are we here? And the gift of being here together. You know, I don't think that can ever be said enough, that the power and the gift of our collective presence as a community of self-ascension, when we get together every time on the show, whether you're with us live, whether you catch us in the archives, this is a moment where we are able to harness our miracle presence, because when community comes together, miracles happen. And I know we talked about it in the beginning of the show, but get to SriAndKira.com and check out what's coming at the end of the year. Check out Remembering Atlantis, A Master's Journey. Extraordinary moments ahead and big energies. And Sri, I think we should talk a little bit more about what's happening here in May.
Well, absolutely, because we are at a place where the why am I here question takes on a new context. You know, this year, 2018, has opened up with such amazing energies, and each month has been an acceleration and an opening. And there's no way that the caterpillar turns into a butterfly without a moment of transition that is downright scary or chaotic or uncertain, or so
yet,
it seems.
Yet the transition can't be stopped.
It happens.
I think that's an important point to look at, that no matter what, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. The question is, can you breathe and be with it as it births through your life, or is there a white knuckle thing going on here? And maybe you try them both.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that Chinese finger puzzle, right? You know, because you guys remember those Chinese finger puzzles? You know, you put your two fingers in, and the more you tried to get out, the tighter it would get. And the whole secret is you just have to relax into it, and then it falls off. That's what's happening right now. If you are afraid, and because that's a form of resistance, if you are buying into the, and I'm going to use the word addiction, guys, it is the third dimension is an addiction. It's a compelling addiction, and it will use every means possible, usually unfair means, to draw you in. And it's your choice whether or not you get drawn in. But if you can allow yourself to give yourself the gift of remembering this too is an illusion and I am a powerful co-creator, breathe up into the fifth dimension and anchor your stability in your Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda, then you become free.
Yes.
And through your freedom, you begin to see everything in a manner that you absolutely cannot see until you break free.
You know, and it's an interesting dynamic
as we
have the so-called puzzle pieces before us, those tidbits of information or those circumstances that happen or the energies that we don't quite make sense of, but something is going on. Sometimes we just have to ask ourselves, how does this support my mission here? Not so much asking what is my mission, just ask, how does this support me? How does this support the unfoldment of the reason I took birth?
And if you keep getting an, I don't know, I hear some of you going, Kira, Sri, that sounds great, but I just don't know. Keep asking. And honestly, I got to say, Sri, mantra of self-ascension.
Absolutely. Sometimes we don't figure things out until we're well downstream.
Yeah.
So be in the place of trusting, just eyes open going, oh, okay, I will witness how this makes sense.
Right.
And it'll come together in its own good time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the mantra of self-ascension, hand to heart. All right, let's do it together right now. Bring a smile to your face. Sit up straight if you're sitting up. Stand up if you want to. Get that spine straight. Take in that deep breath. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And you know, even if you just say it once with presence, you will be blown away at what comes forward. You want to know why you're here? Relax the mind, open the heart, and ignite your soul, and the answers flow through you in your authenticity and truth. That's true freedom.
Absolutely. Freedom is the energy that arises from within, and it is the truth of your authentic being.
Now, you know, I'm giggling, Sri, because I don't know why. Maybe it's because of our audience, and I'm connected to our beautiful community. But of course, when I heard the word freedom, I heard freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And I need to share for those of you that's really dating me. It's a Janis Joplin.
Your windshield wipers are slapping fire, baby.
Yeah, they are. But you know, I want to address that because that is a powerful line. You know, it really is.
Well, there's a hidden depth of meaning.
Exactly.
In there, because when there's nothing left to lose,
it means you've broken free.
It could have been said from the standpoint of poverty, but what's really there is that there's no attachment. I have
exactly.
nothing that I have to hold on to.
Because I no longer have a judgment, because what others think about me is none of my business, because I am living my life from the radiant truth of my authenticity. And, you know, Sri, that's the one thing. You and I have been international citizens now for, over seven, almost 8 years. And one of the gifts that we have learned or acquired or had the blessing of living is how to navigate many different cultures and how to let go of all of the things that are preoccupations that many have, and to just simply relax into being who we are. And what we have learned is that when you carry the presence of your truth with you, no matter where you are, the freedom ignites, the ease of living gets bigger, and the miracles are just incredible.
Absolutely. Because authenticity is clarity. Authenticity is power, and authenticity is connected.
And in the gift of this month of May, resolution through revelation, You are being invited to be nakedly transparent, to be unabashedly authentic, and to relax into the blessing of who you are. You are amazing. And if anyone seeks to tell you less than that, love them for playing their role well enough to remind you to love yourself even more. That's a miracle key to the mastery moment.
Wow. Because it is so true. And we have folks standing by.
All miracles and all beautiful community that are here with us today.
So we're going to head to line 5 and say hello to Barbara from Florida.
Namaste, beloved Barbara. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, I have been trying to do everything in my power to ascend. I just wondered if maybe Kira could see, is there one major thing blocking me, or do I still have a lot of clearance to do?
Oh, you are so beautiful. I love you so much, Barbara. Thank you for asking, sweetheart. You know, Angel, the only thing I see around you is that there, and it's really quite beautiful because it's Ascended Master Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, huge violet ray energy. And they're saying, hold up your hands, close your eyes, and step without hesitancy into the sacred fire. And that you are actually at this moment where you are ready to be very complete and filled with this radiant light. It's about imagining this almost as stepping into the void, knowing that there is no void, knowing that the minute you take the step, the transmutation and the flame is there. And they're saying that let this all-encompassing flame revitalize everything and sweep away that, which it's like it's all right there. It's literally right there, and it's all there for you to see. And again, I love that you got through today. This clarity, this recognition, this oneness, this connection, it's there. And so, you know, I'm imagining you right now. I see you with your hands, both of your hands crossed on your chest. I see you with your eyes closed, a smile on your face, and you're like leaping into the cavern, and this beautiful violet presence is sweeping all around you. I see like a wind blowing away everything that would be less than. And then I see Zadkiel and Saint Germain loving, laughing, and saying, come, let us show you the rest. And you're like, wow, it was there the whole time. So that's the message they want you to hear today, my angel. And I am so honored to connect with you again. You are such a blessing. Mom, many blessings.
Oh, thank you. I just don't know how. How do I do that?
You need to close your eyes and jump. Just do it in a meditation. Go into a meditation. And
imagine
and
myself jumping like off a hill, off a cliff.
Yep.
Into a violet flame.
Yep. And see Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel and let them take you to the next level because you are there.
I can feel that I'm there. I just feel that there's a block, and I thought the block was my depression. But there
jump into the flame. Jump into the flame because the flame will transmute that. That's why they want you to jump into the flame.
So all I have to do is imagine that I'm jumping off a cliff into a violet flame, and I can ascend to the next because I can feel it.
Yes, and Archangel Zadkiel and Ascended Master Saint Germain to be with you on that journey and get ready to fly, my angel.
To jump with me?
Yep.
You mean?
And to take you there.
I know. I've been listening to Germain for a long time, and everything he says makes sense. It comes to you. I'm ready. I just thought there was a major block, and I thought the block was my depression.
Nope, let that go.
But it isn't.
Let it go.
Oh, I'll let it go. I'll gladly let it go.
All right, dear.
Oh, I can't wait to let it go.
Have fun.
I'm going to jump right now.
Woohoo!
I love you. Thank you. Namaste.
I love you too, honey. Namaste. Woohoo, Sri.
That's beautiful fun because truly we are I'm sorry.
It is fun. And let's take our next caller. We're gonna go to line 4 and we're gonna say hi to Marissa from Tennessee, a first time caller. No, we just had Barbara.
Oh, my mistake.
Forgive us, guys. Sri and I are not Sri's arguing with me. I'm assuming we have Marissa from line 4.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
We're glad to be with you.
I would love to request a mini soul reading, please.
Well, we would be honored to offer that to you. And thank you for joining us on the air today, my love. And now, honey, we're having a hard time. We're getting some feedback. You might want to turn down your radio at home. All right. I think that makes it a little easier for all of us to hear each other. Well, beloved Marissa, I just want to share with you that I'm loving that you got through today, because Archangel Gabriel has flown in around you. And Archangel Gabriel is a very powerful energy. When Gabriel shows up, Gabriel is saying, do not be afraid to speak your truth. Do not be afraid to know your truth. And it is your time to allow your truth to come forward. Now, this is very timely, because this is your first time calling in, and you got in today, and your energy is reflecting what's happening right now. You are at a moment where if you are afraid, it will collapse your voice. And you might even start noticing shoulder pains. You might even start noticing some throat tickles, lung issues, things of that nature. And so it's very important for you to sing. Even if you want to sing in the shower, to tone, just like, beautiful tones come through you, and to allow your voice to be heard. And that also means the small voice within you. Pay attention, because Archangel Gabriel is really got you right now. You are very protected, and it's time to start really, really honoring who you are. And so it's your moment, and I encourage you to allow it to be filled with gifts. And you might want to write even what you're feeling, because it's all about communication, and this is your time. So thank you for getting through to us today, beloved Marissa. Many, many blessings.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. We love you.
Namaste.
Namaste, honey. You know, Sri, you got to love that everyone today is talking about, why am I here?
Yeah. Absolutely. And part of why I'm here is to uncover that which is true, that is expressing through this lifetime.
Mm.
You know, so often we overcomplicate our lives. We get downright mental about things. And this is especially, one of the pitfalls of reading texts and listening to experts and teachers. And before you know it, there's so many ideas floating in our head. We have trouble integrating all of those, versus stop thinking. Start noticing what is true in you and around you, and allow the authenticity, meaning that which is your core energy, to come forward and express through your life.
Absolutely. And you know, as we are here in May, let's talk about how you can gain that clarity, because that's what we're talking about today. Resolution. There is a profound resolution when clarity comes forward in your life experience. And May is giving you that gift. Now, guys, I want to share one thing, because today is May 6th. Remember that in May, especially right now, this month is building. And a lot of you probably feel that right now, right? You feel this building energy, you feel this momentum. And certainly the illusionary experience of the third dimension is trying to really captivate you with that momentum as well. And it's important to know that between May 11th. Now, we're right at the 6th, guys, so this is only 5 days away. Between May 11th, like around midnight, May 11th, to around the 15th of May, there's going to be, the words that I'm being guided to use are, a congestion of energy in the third dimension that may cause a critical crack or rift in the third dimensional experience. And so the blessing you can give yourself is to claim those puzzle pieces, know why you're here, and witness that moment of time as the ascended being you are, clear on how you will respond in the later half of May. So this is a glorious opportunity, and the week ahead is the moment to get really clear. Now, for those of you that are still saying, I'm not clear, I don't know, you know, a good old-fashioned thing that works really well is to get out a piece of paper, and at the very top of the piece of paper, put, why am I here? And then just start writing without judging what you're writing.
Because sometimes the answer has something to do with ice cream.
At least your answers do, Sri.
We have to make room for all of the silliness and all of who we are to be accepted and loved without distracting ourselves. And so that's why we have a lifetime. We have a lifetime to learn how to navigate density, to resolve all of our contracts and confusions so that we can come to peace with life, so that we can be of the highest service to ourselves and others.
Absolutely.
And thereby experience the expanding love more clearly.
And in this moment of puzzle pieces, if you're saying, you know, Kira, all this stuff about puzzle pieces, what are puzzle pieces? Puzzle pieces are experiences, interactions, insights, events, things that you've noticed. All of that is a part of it. And again, you really, it's okay if you don't know the big picture that those puzzle pieces make. What matters is that you're collecting them and you're starting to put them all out and looking at all of them in the context of oneness.
Oneness is the embrace that allows diversity to manifest. It's one of those delightful paradoxes of taking a physical birth, is the formless energy, the one energy, is individuating into what we call the allness. And allness is the ultimate diversity, is it not? And so as we dance with the allness, we rediscover the oneness, that unifying energy that permeates all existence.
And when we dive into our fifth dimensional presence, we have that soft smile of illumination in the recognition that in the allness, all is permitted. Thereby, how can we judge? Now, this does not mean that there are not ramifications for the actions within this realm of density. Of course they are. So it doesn't mean that you're giving a high sign to atrocity. What it does say is that you are able to carry the presence of the ascended master that you are, thereby able to help illuminate others and minimize the impact of the densified creation. Now, you might have to go back and listen to that again, and I'm not meaning to be cryptic. What I am trying to offer here is that, angels, you chose to be on this planet in this co-creative illusion in this timeline right now. You have done this before. You have experienced these type of energies before, and because you have so much love inside of you, because you are such a powerful co-creator, because you truly are a master, you are here now to assist all beings to have an experience that can have a much more benevolent outcome. Your presence matters, and the way that you can really wipe that veil off of your eyes is to, number one, relax into the gift of who you really are without doubting yourself. Mantra of self-ascension and the container practice. Now, if you're not familiar with the container practice, because it helps us recycle energy, and when we recycle energy, we're not inadvertently giving energy to the planetary thought body. Trust me, it's got enough.
Well, and just to step in here, when we have an outburst of fear or anger or rage or hate or grief, think about it. You're radiating that energy of emotional discord. It goes out into the environment, and then what? it's truly becomes part of the planetary weather system, and we call that the planetary thought body.
Yeah.
So as we begin to notice that anything unlike peace, love, and joy is actually a miscreation of the human mind, and we can unwind that by using the container practice, by bringing the energy of love and clarity and intention to release it in a safe way that doesn't overstimulate the planetary thought body to have even more discord.
And you can even release the energy of, I don't understand why I'm here. The container practice will actually help you. So if you're not familiar with the container practice, a blessing that was gifted through Sri and I through Archangel Zadkiel about 15 years ago, go to our website. All right, write this down if you don't know how to get there, sriandkira.com. So just go to sriandkira.com. At the very top, when you arrive there in the menu, you will see Yoga of Self-Ascension. If you put your mouse there, it opens up a drop-down list, and those are all free practices that will really make a difference in your lives. The one we're talking about right now is the container practice, and you'll see it there. Click on that. Now, it opens up a page that has a lot of material on it, and we challenge you to actually read it and do it because it will make a difference. You will understand the puzzle pieces. You will know why you are here. But remember, my loves, only you can bring yourself to your moment of mastery. No one can do it for you. Just like one of our beautiful callers, I believe it was Jillian today, in her moment of freedom. Freedom cannot be granted to you by a government. Freedom cannot be given to you by somebody else. You claim it for yourself. And when you do, you arrive on the other side and you understand why you are here and you begin living the life of your dreams.
And the life of your dreams is truly empowered when we relax into the divinity of who we really are. And beloved ones, that's why I'm here. And that's and I want to just say to each and every one of you, we love you. Until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, hand on heart, relax, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.